Back on February 6th, a parent brought her daughter here to the Bryan Police Department to make a report that occurred while the daughter was in the second grade at Bryan ISD. The report stated that her daughter was inappropriately touched by a teacher. During that investigation, another student disclosed that in 2007-2008 school year, while at Bryan ISD, she was also touched inappropriately. And that teacher was identified as Asael Panigwa, age 34, of College Station. At the time that this report was made, he was employed now with College Station ISD. So we've contacted both of those independent school districts. They've been cooperating fully with the investigation, and it is still ongoing. We will be interviewing other students to make sure that no one else has been victimized.
Your news release also invites parents or other adults or perhaps even children to contact authorities as well.
Definitely. If anyone has any information about this or they're just concerned that their child may have become victimized, we encourage them to contact our Criminal Investigation Division at 209-5316. Now, Panigwa was arrested on two counts of indecency with the child. Those charges are considered a second-degree felony and can carry a 2- to 20-year sentence.
The circumstances about the arrest proper, did it take place at his residence or at school?
Several detectives responded to his residence in College Station to serve those warrants.
And the arrest was made without any incident?
Yes, the arrest was made without incident.
Going back to the initial report from the student, how did the child decide to tell parents who then in turn contact police?
The student had actually made the first statements to school personnel, and the school personnel contacted parents and then contacted us.
And again, was that as the result of some sort of presentation made by somebody or?
No, it was not.
Okay. Is there anything else about this arrest specifically or about the type of crime alleged generally that listeners ought to know about?
Yes. You know, these type of cases do happen from time to time. And the city officials, the school districts take these type of offenses very seriously. That's why we will reach out to other students to make sure that that they have been safe and have not been victimized. We encourage parents to talk to their children in general. I mean, any child, that there are certain places of their body that no one is supposed to touch. And then just ask a general question of, has anyone ever touched you in those places? You know, we try to refrain from throwing out names. You know, you want to be broader because that child may not have been touched by that one person, but could have been touched by someone else, but you've only asked about that person. So we ask that you, you know, if you want to ask that question, to make it broad and say, has anyone ever touched you in those places? And if they say yes, get a little more details, but don't ask too many questions because that could jeopardize a legal case. So at that point, you would want to contact the police department, and we have interviewers that can ask those proper questions the right way that can be held up in court.